Hello, ladies. Welcome back to the Put Yourself First podcast and welcome to my life update episode. I always look forward to these episodes because I feel like it's just a chance for us to sit and catch up and really give you the behind the scenes goss of like what's going on in the business, what's going on in life stuff, getting a little bit more personal. So yeah, there's some huge changes happening in both my personal life and my business this year. And of course, like, you'll be along for the ride every step of the way. I wanna share some biz updates before I dive into the personal stuff, because these are the like key things that you can be aware of are coming up in March. So the first thing is, today at the time of this episode going live, I have my brand new free workshop series launching. It's my manifestation and mindset workshop series, like week long challenge experience, like online event. It's just a fucking vibe, basically. And it's a brand new name, it's a brand new theme and topic. So if you've come to Freedom to Rise, Manifest Your Vision, other free workshops I've run before, you are gonna love this one. So it's called Manifest That Shit, and it's a 4-day workshop experience, workshop series that's running from Monday the 25th of March that week. So it's totally free to register. The replays will be available. It's gonna be evening UK time, so no matter where you are in the world, you can sign up and get the replay. And it's in line with Next Level You, Doors to Next Level You opening on the Thursday evening. So it'll be 25, 26, 27, 28th. So Thursday the 28th of March is the day that Doors to Next Level You are going to be opening. And I can't give you everything yet, but all I will say is that if you have been on the fence about Next Level You for a while, you do not want to miss the announcement I'm going to be sharing inside of this workshop series in the next launch of Next Level You. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so that's the main update for March that you need to be aware of. The link to Manifest That Shit is in the show notes for you to sign up totally for free. The other update and thing to be aware of is my one-to-one coaching program, because it is filling up. You know, I have welcomed in some beautiful clients into that program already so far. I'm only end of February, beginning of March. And my intention is to be fully booked with one-to-one clients by the summertime, because over summer, at some point, you know, fingers crossed, like manifesting that shit in line with the free workshop, love that. I am going to be taking some time off, probably like a week or 2 weeks off, to move in to my new home. So I will not necessarily have time to be online as much, or to be taking discovery calls, taking free clarity calls, getting back to applications, answering questions, etc. So I plan to just honour and support the clients I have over that time and kind of close down my books for a few weeks. And those spaces are filling up fast. So if you have been interested in one-to-one coaching and you know that this is your year to be not just surviving but absolutely thriving, my one-to-one work is really for the woman who has done a lot of work on herself. You know, you're very ambitious and dedicated. You've probably built some success, like you've built an incredible life for yourself. You are moving forward, you're making moves. Maybe you've done coaching before or therapy before, but you know that there's deeper work available for you on the other side of my one-to-one coaching program, because we really do just go that layer deeper with healing work, with unconscious mindset work, with nervous system support, to basically allow you to fully break through into that next level of your life and say goodbye to things like people pleasing, overworking, burnout, procrastination, self-sabotage, fear of failure, whatever it is that for you, even though you've done tons of work on yourself, is still lingering, that program is for you to fully be done with that shit. So that is Next Level You, a one-to-one, and Manifest That Shit, the free workshop, wherever you are on your journey. If you've literally just discovered me, or you've been here for a while, like you've been listening to the podcast for years and you're on the fence about working together, wherever you're at on your journey in this community, make sure you're signed up for that free workshop, because it is going to be fire and it's free. You literally have nothing to lose. It's going to be so good. So that's the business updates. Let's dive in to personal stuff. And I want to talk today about a bit of a health and like wellness update. Obviously, we've had the new year, fresh start, like new year goals, January goals kind of vibe. And that was also my 30th birthday month. So the irony is, like, January was not wellness girly vibes for me. I was turning 30, so it was the total opposite, right? Like champagne and going out for meals every week. Which is amazing, and I had a lot of fun. But going into, I would say, like from mid-January onwards, so once like 30th celebrations were complete, and there were many, I headed into a parasite cleanse. And I mentioned it on my Instagram stories at the very start, but I've not really spoke about it much, so I wanted to give a bit of a general health update and some of the things that I've been doing. All of these things in terms of health changes, diet changes, supplements, I am doing under the guidance of my naturopath, and I want to make that clear. I, for so many years, googled shit, tried to do shit for free, like tried to figure out from Google or from YouTube videos to take this supplement or to try this or to eat more of this, and honestly it got me nowhere, because it maybe temporarily alleviated some of my symptoms, and I can talk about my symptoms in a sec, but it alleviated some things, but it didn't truly create lasting change. And I'm learning this now with my health, and it reminds me so much of how I share it with my clients, because you know yourself, like you can listen to all these podcasts, you can read tons of books, you can download tons of free workshops, you know, you could come to the free workshop at the end of the month, Manifest That Shit, and you will be inspired, you will learn things, you will maybe get more clarity on like the direction you need to head in. And at the same time, we don't truly move forward until we put skin in the game and invest in ourselves. And so having that guidance from a dedicated professional giving me bespoke support off the back of testing and all these other important things we've done has just been a game changer. So that parasite cleanse, I know some of you will be so curious to hear about it. If you're listening and you want to know more about it, can you DM me on Instagram? Because if I get a few DMs, what I will do is I'll try and get Vivian, my naturopath, back onto the podcast so that she can share from her professional standpoint more information. But to give you an idea of what I've been doing, essentially, this parasite cleanse is like a gut health supplement protocol. It's with some slight tweaks to your diet and lifestyle that's obviously recommended. It's nothing crazy that is really restrictive or is like some super strict, ridiculous thing. What I will say is there is a lot of supplements that I'm taking. So like setting reminders on my phone, making sure I'm taking those at the right times, etc. Then I also cut out alcohol. So I'm not drinking at all whilst I'm doing this. And that's just a choice I've made. Sources say to like limit alcohol intake or to be very moderate with alcohol, because essentially alcohol is a sugar and it is gonna have a negative impact on your gut health overall, and I mean arguably your health overall. So I love a glass of Prosecco, I love a cocktail on holiday, I love toasting a glass of champagne when I'm celebrating, I love having a drink. I am not someone who like hates the taste of alcohol. I'm not gonna be teetotal forever, but I do at this point in my life want to be very, I'm gonna say, strict with myself when it comes to alcohol and just my like nutrition in general. So I'm not drinking, I'm still gluten-free, and that's been recommended to me from Vivian. Apparently gluten is very inflammatory to your gut, and so it's not that like gluten is the devil or it's like never eat gluten ever again, but as I'm going through this protocol to really essentially heal my gut and flush out parasites or bacteria or whatever has been causing my gut issues and my hormonal issues, probably we suspect off the back of 2 instances of food poisoning. I got food poisoning last year in May, and then the November before that, I think I had like norovirus, or like a stomach bug essentially. So 2 instances within the space of just a few months is like, that shit is the worst, that's the worst thing that can happen for your gut health. And so it basically is like wiping out all the goodies, like all the good players in your bacteria and your microbiome. So as I'm going on this journey of rebuilding that, flushing out what needs to get out, but also rebuilding what needs to come back in, I'm gluten-free. And I have noticed a difference, I will say. Like, I have genuinely noticed a difference. I'm noticing every month, like, my period is getting better and better. So I mentioned talking about my symptoms for those of you who are listening who might be going through this yourself or interested. My period has always been okay, I would say. Like, I never thought it was like really heavy or really painful or anything, but it has definitely got worse over the past few years. And, you know, that's probably a factors of like a few different things. The food poisoning and like the gut health stuff being one of them. But I was getting to the point where like if I woke up in the night, and obviously the painkillers had worn off, like it was horrendous. I was getting like back pain from it, which I'd never had before, so it's obviously getting worse. I just knew that I wasn't at my optimal health, and I knew that heading into my 30s, and I've spoken about this tons on the podcast, I wanted to really feel like my hormones were in such a positive place, because I'm not on hormonal birth control, and because, you know, I'm entering my 30s, so when I'm like over the next 10 years, 15 years, let's say up to like say 45 is like roughly when women start like perimenopause, let's say, it obviously varies. I have like 15 years left of, let's say, the fertile like years of my life. And that's an opportunity to really honour the right balance of hormones that my body needs to build in order to thrive, in order to be in my best health, in order to have tons of energy, in order to be like my best. So for me, it's like, yeah, it's okay, like I can get past it. Yeah, it's getting worse, but you know, whatever, like I can get by. But I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to be thriving. And again, like I talk about that with my clients all the time, right? In terms of mindset and manifestation work, healing work, your goals. Like, yes, you might be thinking, you know, I am grateful for what I have right now, or I am doing okay. My vision, and I know I work with many, many ambitious women as well. Why can't I have my dream life? So for me, I'm like, why can't I have a completely symptom-free, beautiful, like balanced hormonal cycle? Why can't my period be something that I feel like is a gift, not this horrendous thing that like takes away from me every month? Having done a ton of healing work, and I feel like this will be so powerful to talk about with Vivian, hence let me know if you want her to come on. She said the reason, Kat, that you are thriving and you do have energy and you are like doing so well and, you know, feeling like you're getting by and you're doing okay, is because you've done so much healing work on your mindset, on your nervous system, inner child healing, trauma work, you know, healing things from your past. Like, you've done so much work on that, and that has absolutely benefited you from a like a nervous system point, from a like mental and physical well-being point. And she said the physical impact of things like trauma or past, you know, past painful experiences, that shit does dysregulate your body and your hormones and your gut. And then when we add in physical stressors like, hello, COVID lockdown, hello, like having COVID or having any kind of intense infection, having food poisoning, right, having a stomach bug, those like physical stressors that have added so much stress and also unconscious stress onto our body. She was like, your body just needs support. She said, you feel great now, Kat, even whilst like, you know, having a bad period or whatever else. She's like, imagine how much better you're gonna feel when it's like you can feel even better than you feel now, which is for me so motivating, because I'm such a big believer that when you make like feeling good your number one job, everything else in your life falls into place. So I'm really in my wellness girly era, guys. Like, I'm fully in it. So parasite cleanse, no alcohol, which is just the best. Like, feeling, waking up on a Monday morning, feeling fully clear, like absolutely zero kind of brain fog from even just a few drinks at the weekend can do that to you, can't it? A couple other things, and these are more like non-essentials but fun things I'm enjoying. So over Christmas, I put a standing desk in my office, which is where the camera is and where the podcast setup is now. And I'm loving that because it's made it so much easier to use my desk treadmill. So I have a treadmill that just slots underneath my desk. And oh my God, what a game changer to make it so easy to do that. Because before I was like trying to position the treadmill like on another part of the floor and then like moving my laptop to the side. And it wasn't working. I wasn't using it. I wasn't prioritizing it. But how easy is it to just like walk for an hour? And I'm not talking like jogging or anything intense, like I don't do that. It's walking, slow, gradual walking. We're all about that low impact, hormone friendly vibe. Low impact walking on the treadmill for an hour, even half an hour. It's like I would not have taken those steps, I would not have moved my body in that way if I had not been on the treadmill. I would have been sat down. It really is a game changer, and I feel the difference in, well, I see the difference like when I'm tracking steps and things, like I am moving a lot more, and it's so easy because it's like not taking any more time. You know, it's the couple minutes that it takes to change the desk from sitting to standing and to put the treadmill up, but that's it. So that's been a game changer. I also over the past week, so this is like very fresh and early days, so I'm not going to talk too much about it. I got an Oura Ring. So I have been an Apple Watch girl since 2020, I want to say, maybe 2021. If you wear dainty jewellery, it's going to be a lot chunkier than you're used to. But if you wear chunky jewellery, you'll probably love it. It's taken me some getting used to, but I do kind of, it has grown on me, I will say. I have just the regular, like, silver or titanium one, whatever it is. And you can upgrade and get like a gold one or a rose gold one, but it adds, that shit adds up. So just be aware, if you are like a gold jewellery person, you're going to be paying a lot more. But I do a mix of both, so I quite like the silver one. But Oura is best for sleep, apparently. It's primarily like a recovery tracker, so it tracks your quality of sleep overnight and then your activity during the day, and it also tracks your cycle. It also helps you track your cycle. So I feel like it's just a really great one for women, and especially women who are conscious of like resting just as much as they want to move their body and getting that balance right for them, working with their cycle, working with their energy levels. And it actually adjusts your activity like goal based on your sleep. So what that feels like, why that feels like a game changer for me is, let's say I'm in my luteal phase, so I'm due on my period, but I kind of feel like I could work out, but I'm not sure if I should, because I'm not sure if I should rest, or I'm not sure if I can push myself that day. The Oura Ring will be like, you had like an incredible sleep last night and you've slept really well all week. And so that makes me think, okay, like, don't be lazy cat, like do some Pilates, you know, or like go for a walk. And also on the flip side, let's say you're like, you've planned in this really intensive workout and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to really push myself today, but you slept really badly the night before, or you barely got, you know, you went to bed really late, Oura will adjust your activity and just give you that signal to think, do I need to like scale it back a little bit? You know, do I maybe want to go for a walk instead? Or if I am going to do that workout, do I then need to make sure I'm like resting and getting an early night? And it just makes you more conscious of those things. And my client got one as well recently, and she was saying it incentivizes rest. It's like the adult version of a kid getting like a gold star or like a well done, but for resting, not for like pushing through the day. It will tell you like, you slept badly last night, but then if you take a nap, it'll be like, amazing, you've added onto your sleep score because you took a nap. And that, to me, I just feel like it's a much more wellness focused approach to like a wearable fitness device. The vibe I got all the years from using the Apple Watch was like, close your fucking rings at all costs. If you've got the Apple Watch, you know what I mean. Apple Watch has these rings. One of them is like how much energy you've burned that day. One of them is how much you've stood up that day, like how many hours of the day you've been standing. And one of them is the minutes of exercise you've done. And so those goals stay the same every day, whether you're on your period and like curled up on the couch with a hot water bottle, not really wanting to leave the house. The only movement you want to do that day is moving from the couch to the fucking hot bath that you've run for yourself. Or the day where you've had great sleep and you've got tons of energy and you're like smashing the spin class at the gym. For me, it's a much more balanced approach to like the whole picture of wellness, not just tracking steps or fitness. I like having something that allows me to be off my phone and not having notifications like pinging at me. Apple Watch is just another device that's connected to my phone, that's connected to my laptop, that's connected to my Apple, my reminders. It's gonna send me notifications, it's gonna buzz when like someone's phoning me, and some people might find that really helpful. I don't want another thing like buzzing telling me something. I will check that shit when I need to. That's been really nice. And of course, like, all these gadgets are not necessary, they're not like a requirement for well-being. Most of the things that I've been doing that have made the biggest difference, aside from supplements, which obviously cost money but they're worth it, the main things I've been doing that have made the biggest difference are free. Like, not drinking alcohol is free. Going to bed at 9:30 so that I'm asleep by 10, because it takes me 30 minutes to wind down and do my skincare and all of that stuff, that is free. These, you know, going outside in the morning, getting sunlight on my face, that is free. Most of the things that make the biggest impact are simple and are things that mostly like anyone can do. I've gone on a ramble, but I wanted to make sure I actually finished on this point of instant gratification versus long-term success, long-term satisfaction. Because in our society, we are addicted to instant gratification. Our brains, because our brains are wired for survival, so in a hunter-gatherer times, where you couldn't just go to Tesco and like buy yourself your tea. In a hunter-gatherer times, your brain was wired to like seek out that dopamine, that pleasure hit of like really calorific food. Like, and something like fruit is so satisfying and super sweet and really enjoyable because it sets off these pleasure centers in the brain that basically tells the brain, it's like gives the brain this reward, finding a beautiful fruit tree or hunting down an animal and like finally catching it and being really satisfied. The way that reward scheme in the brain is set up in modern day is just absolutely fucked. Like, it's on steroids, it's times 10, it's times 1,000, because you don't have that same level of hardship to get to the berries or to get to the hunt. Your brain is getting that from you opening your phone and scrolling Instagram and seeing that someone's liked your post. Your brain is getting that from the ping or the buzz that your Apple Watch makes because someone has messaged you back. Your brain is getting that when you're at the checkout and it's so easy to grab like whatever random stuff is there that you're craving. Things are so easily accessible, that pleasure is so easily accessible, that hit of dopamine. Our brains are not made to handle that and basically like moderate that unless we intervene. This whole process, and you know, I still have a long way to go with it, there's still changes I want to make. It has really embedded this concept of instant gratification versus long-term satisfaction, because so many people do not get to the point where they can say no to instant, in the moment gratification for the benefit of long-term satisfaction, for the benefit of having their dream life in 5 years' time, because they didn't procrastinate and scroll TikTok all evening. They chose to put that instant gratification aside, that short-term comfort aside, for the benefit of working on their business or for the benefit of sending that job application. They said no to the instant gratification of like just one more drink to go home and have an early night for the benefit of long-term health and well-being from sleeping well and really looking after themselves, when yes, in the moment, does that primal part of your brain want more pleasure and want more dopamine and want more like instant gratification? Of course it does. Of course it does, because that shit feels good. There's a beautiful shift that happens in like how you view yourself, how you feel about yourself, your energy, your mindset, your positivity, everything. When you delay gratification for something that is bigger and better, and it's like true satisfaction. Because I know the trajectory I'm on with my goal, I can delay that gratification for the sake of a long-term benefit, because I want that thing more. I want that thing over there more than I want this thing now. Even if part of my brain is telling me to just have it now, I can put that aside for that long-term gain. And what happens over time is that you eventually build this sense of self-trust and deeper respect and confidence within yourself, because you have that discernment of doing what's right for you. Because it's not about never doing anything that feels good in the moment. Of course not. I will absolutely be having a glass of Prosecco or a cocktail in summertime. But it is about knowing when enough is enough, in terms of, yes, it feels good now, but it's not going to feel good later for me in this moment. It's going to feel even better to have that. And so I'm going to shift, I'm going to adjust, I'm going to modify, I'm going to moderate in some way so that I can get my true dream, my true goal, which is over there. Sometimes doing the thing that you don't want to do as well. It's not always like focusing on this goal in the future and it feels so good and it's motivating and yes, like I'm feeling great and clear and focused on that. Sometimes the things that you're doing to get to that goal feel really annoying and you don't want to do them. Doing what is best for yourself, not what's easiest, differentiates people who build their dream life and people who don't. When you do the work that I share all the time on this podcast, which is that inside out approach to not just taking action, but showing up as the version of you who already has it, becoming that version of yourself, stepping into that version of yourself. When you are stepping into that woman and being that woman day to day, those action steps that are you doing what's best for you, they actually become the norm and they become a non-negotiable and they become just part of your day-to-day life. They don't always feel like this thing you need to force yourself to do. And actually, one of my clients, when she came to work with me, she was on that like all or nothing cycle with her health and fitness, where she would be on it, off it, on it, off it. And we really worked to shape and reshape, I should say, rewire her relationship with her stretching that she needed to do for her fitness, for her ballet classes, for her well-being. We worked on her attitude towards it. In the past, it came from this very authoritative, like, negative place of like, oh, you should be doing this. We also infused like pleasure and joy into the things that in the past she's not wanted to do. Like, she's not wanted to do stretches daily, or she's not wanted to get up on a lunch break and walk around the block. We infused pleasure into those things and we embedded a new identity so that she now views herself as that version of her that is healthy, fit, flexible, like doing really well in her classes. And as a result, she is now consistently doing what's best for her. She's consistently delaying instant gratification for long-term pleasure for long-term satisfaction. But she's not doing it in this slogging way of like, ugh, like, this is hard, this is the worst thing ever. She's actually enjoying it. And I will say, like, after some initial resistance with the gluten-free thing or no alcohol or taking all these supplements, like, I do really enjoy it now. I really enjoy the feeling that it brings me. I really enjoy the shift I feel in my energy, in my mental clarity. And so once you start enjoying something, it becomes so much easier to stick to as well. And then you find yourself staying consistent through and through. A bit of a mindset tip at the end there, a bit of a client case study to add on to my personal journey with health and fitness as well. And I hope you enjoyed this life update. I've not even told you anything about the wedding or anything about the house. Those are two things that are happening personally. But in due time, make sure you check out the show notes if you want to sign up for Manifest That Shit, the free workshop that's coming up. And I'll see you there.